And live from Marion, Ohio, it's Saturday night. See, I've always wanted to say that. Live. No, you. I mean, this is the time Saturday Night Live's on.
Yeah, true.
But they've got a better cast than you, I guess.
Is that right?
That's where we're starting.
Okay.
Sean Kraft, Scott Spears, live with you here. A little after 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. WWGH Radio's Saturday Night Live program.
Live.
But are you live?
I am live.
Okay, the phone lines are open. If you're out there listening in your car right now or in your home, give us a call because we are here live tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Now, I know Sean's extra happy today because he heard a Dunkin' Donuts was coming to town.
Oh, that right?
That's what I heard.
You know, we had a Dunkin' Donuts before. I never stopped there.
You couldn't drive yet when it went out.
We had a Dunkin' Donuts not too long ago there on the corner.
No.
That has been out of business
for a long time.
No, yes it has.
You were a little baby.
No, I was a little. It was right on the corner of the, by McDaniels.
It was Richland Road and Mount Vernon Avenue.
That was a Dunkin' Donuts not too long ago.
It went out in the late 90s. It did.
It was there, but I was old enough to.
How are you old enough?
I was.
Anyway. I know you eat a lot more donuts today than you would have in the 90s.
I liked Fiddlesticks.
It's gone.
I know. My favorite, though. I love Fiddlesticks. But it's gone. I used to have, like, chocolate milk and donuts every morning.
Sunday, is that what happened to you?
Sunday mornings. Not every morning, I should say. Every Sunday.
Well, and things happen.
That's why I got diabetes, I guess.
It all stems from there.
That's right.
The truth of the matter comes out.
Yeah.
Now, what's the topic tonight on WWGH Radio's Saturday Night? A lot of Halloween parties going on right now.
Politics. Politics. No, why do you Halloween parties.
Why do you want to talk about politics?
We don't.
The other night you got reamed.
I know. you don't talk about politics much on your shows anymore.
Well, what's to talk about?
I mean, you know, I think it's going to be interesting once the national politics start coming around again.
Well, that'll be fun, but right now all we got's local, and I don't want to curse any of those people because I think if you have the guts to run, I admire that because I don't have the guts to run.
You don't have the guts to run?
No, I don't want to run. That's too much work.
For nothing?
No.
You should be the county commissioner.
I thought at one time I would like to run for office, but then I realized I'm not qualified to do that, and I don't think that...
What do you mean you're not qualified to
do that? I'm not qualified. I think
you... Why aren't you qualified?
Because I think you should know something about the job.
Listen, Scott's been in... He's an education teacher from the Marion City School.
Yeah, but he was a city council person. I think you need to put your time in on the lower level.
Well... Yeah, he was a city council, but I'm saying, but he was a teacher too. So why don't you become a?
Well, I don't think that's necessary.
I mean, you could do a county commissioner job.
First of all, I'm not a member of any party. Number one, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. Yeah, because you have to either be a Democrat or a Republican. Because independents in this town never win. But I think it should break history. I mean, I think it's time to get that curse gone.
And who's going to do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. You never know. You know, she has a chance. She might win.
Well, tell people who you're talking about.
Huh?
Tell people who you're talking about.
You know, I'm talking about, what was her name?
You don't remember her name.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Sue McGowan?
Yeah, Sue McGowan, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been one of those evenings already.
It's been a long day already. Yeah, Sue. Sue McGowan. Yeah, she has a chance.
So you want her to win?
No, I'm just saying if she does win, and that'll break the curse of the independents. And
Sue wins, she wins.
Right.
But I don't think people should vote for her just because she's an independent.
Well, no. I mean, you vote for who's going to do better in this town.
And what do I know about doing anything? I don't know. See, that's why I say I need people in there who are good.
Well, see,
I know how to do this.
Here's my problem I have of all this whole situation going on here, Mary. If people don't show up to these events or they don't have or say town hall meetings or something like that. We have no idea what they're even trying to do to help Marion. And you don't show up to events, well, that's a problem as well. So, you know, how are we supposed to vote on you if you don't let us know what you want to do? Or come knocking on my door and say and give me a speech? Or because I had nobody knock on my door.
How do you know that?
Huh?
Literature has been stuck in your door, so I bet somebody's been there knocking at some point.
No, I'm just saying, but they need to come. You don't come during the daytime. People work. They need to come in the evening times. I mean, come on.
I think they do.
I've been at home, and I get off at 5 o'clock every day, and I go home. I never get a knock on the door or a ring the bell, as they say.
No. And who do you want to come ring your bell?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm in the city. I live in a city. I pay my city taxes, and I do all, you know, all this. And, you know, I might not have a lot of money, and I'm not one of those people is putting money in their pockets. But, you know, I'm here as a city person that sure have a, you know, a chance to have them come talk to me as well.
Well, I'm sure if you called them, they would come.
Well,
call them.
I'll call them up. I want them all to come to my house, and one day I'm standing up in my front yard and give me their speech, one by one.
I don't think it works like that.
I know. That was just...
You know what's going on, do you not?
Well, I mean, I don't know their backgrounds too often. I mean, internet, you know, a lot of the stuff on the internet is not always true about people, you know, people because internet. But I want to hear personally. Each one of them should have a town hall meeting.
Well, I don't see the problem is a lot of people wouldn't show up, and then what do? You're talking to yourself.
I'm imagined after 12 years in an office, I think if Scott went out and did a speech or something, or set up a campaign speech or something, I think people would show up. Or you know, Kevin Norris or you know Sue McGowan. I think they, if somebody set up a town hall meeting and want to do a speech and say, vote for me, you know.
Listen, you can't do anything without people criticizing you. This is what I've learned in life, that people are always there to criticize. But what you have to do is you have to persevere, and you have to say, well, okay, criticize all you want. Nothing bothers me. Now, people around me get upset when people criticize me, but have you ever seen me get upset about it?
No, you were in the tabloids all the time.
I'm in the tabloids all the time.
Yeah.
People write letters about me, nasty things. I'm all over the place. I don't care. I mean, what do I care what people say?
It is what it is.
You know, it's to me, the more they talk, the more I think, well, they must be interested in what I'm doing. I must be doing something right.
Right.
They wouldn't care if I was nobody.
Yeah.
God bless them.
I mean, you know, like for instance, you know, radio is a good outlet. Now, Tara was on the other night. I encouraged Kevin Norris and I know Scott was on Linda's show the last week, but I encourage all the other ones, you know, to come on the radio too.
The road to the mayor of Marion comes right through this radio station.
And you know, a lot of people can't make it. You know, we'll say they do have these events. I mean, I see them on Facebook all the time that, you know, Kevin's doing these Republican, you know, dinners. And you know, but a lot of people can't get out to those dinners because it's either they're working, like, you know, or busy, or, you know, so what they need to do is they need to go to these outlets like the radio station or the newspaper or, you know, let people know that can't get out so people know. I mean, they got to be more open book for people that cannot make it to all these little events that they do that people really don't even know about until you see it on the Facebook the next day and you say, oh, I didn't know that was going on. So my personal opinion is, our politics in this town, when we're doing some, we need to fix a lot of.
Well, whatever will happen will happen.
Well, it will. I mean, I can't control. I'm just one single vote. I know who I'm going to vote for. As of right now, I mean, you never know when I get to the polls, I might change my mind. But as of right now, no.
Last time, I think when you went to the polls, I'm not sure your vote was counted.
No, I had that stupid, what do they call that? Absentee.
Well, that's your own fault.
And then...
How could you... The most important election in the history of the world, and you did not register.
I don't know. Well, first of all, they had me all messed up in the system. I don't know what it was, but they had me like down.
It was their fault?
I believe so.
No, I don't believe
so. They had me down at a wrong address, and it was just all messed up. But then for some reason, they gave me two of them. I had to fill out two of them. Two absentee. So
no, I don't think you were supposed to.
Well, it must have been a Russian thing. I don't know. But I don't know. I got two of them. I don't know what it was. But
well, that's where we are today. That was an interesting day.
Yeah,
it was. Back in 2016.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was like, why am I filling out two of these? Oddest thing. Of course, now they probably ripped them up and threw them away.
So you call in on this show in the morning. Now, there's always two topics you want to talk about.
Me.
Yeah, well, I don't know why.
What are you talking
about? You're self-obsessed.
You always want
to talk about your diet. Or you want to talk about
what you think?
No, people heard it. They heard it in the show before this.
Whoa! You the one that brought that up the other day. You said, "Come on, give me some feedback on this." I did not call.
Why did you call in?
I was calling in to give some feedback, but you said, "Come on." We talked about that at the very end of the show. You're like, "Come on, we're going to start doing this," and give me some.
What did you call in to say? I don't remember.
You scold me on the air, and then you told me I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember what you said. Why'd you call in that day?
I called in, and I talked about that Marion needs more.
No, that was the next day. I'm talking about the first day you called in.
First day?
Yeah, Monday. That conversation, I know that happened on Tuesday, because that just played before we called, before we went on the air.
On Monday, I can't...
Well, see, you don't remember. You just scolded me for not.
No, I thought
you don't remember. How am I supposed to remember?
But you didn't tell me Monday. Yeah, I thought you talked about the other
saying,
day.
I'm saying, why did you call in Monday? I know we ended up talking about dieting, but I don't remember what the purpose of your original call was.
Oh, probably. I think I was filling in one of your topics that you was talking about. I can't remember exactly what it was now on Monday.
I was talking about shaving. Cutting myself shaving.
And you about died or something.
Right. You don't care about that?
Did you call that's
not important
poison?
To you?
Did you call
that's
1-800-POISON?
That's not important to you? That's not important to you when somebody about dies?
No. I'm saying, did you call 1-800-POISON? Because you could have got that...
Do you know the number?
1-800-222-1222.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a good thing to remember.
That's right. Yep.
Now, what else you got?
You know, nothing. You know, I just hope the holidays are coming around soon, and I hope everybody's going to have a good holidays.
Probably not. Because... What do you want to talk about that for?
No, I'm just saying.
People have bad times at the holidays.
Why?
Because they're depressing. A lot of people, you know, their family's gone. And
you are so down to the dumps.
No, I enjoy them.
No wonder you're in a tabloid.
I enjoy them.
I see why you're in a tabloid all the time.
Why?
That is depressing.
Nobody talks about this. They talk about every other thing that goes on in the world.
I think Christmas puts everybody in a good mood.
Well, that's your opinion. No. Do you know there are more suicides at Christmas time than any other time of the year? Are you nuts, man?
No, that's not.
God, more falsification.
No.
Yes.
Pull that up on Google.
I don't have to. I'm telling you, there are more suicides at Christmas than any other time of the year. Because people don't have the money. They buy the gifts and they get upset about that. People have lost people in the past year and they're upset about that.
But it's not all about gifts. It's all about family.
What if your family's all dead?
Well, I don't know. I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I mean, I like it because of the time of the year. I like the lights and I like the
And what if you had
decorations?
Nobody?
Well, I mean, I still like Christmas regardless. I just love the time of the year because of the Christmas lights put me in a good mood and I like going out and see the Christmas lights.
I'm just saying it's very depressing for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's my best. It's my favorite holiday, but
I just don't care. I mean, I'm glad for people who really like it, but
what do you care about?
Why don't
days
care about
days. Anything?
Oh, everything.
Oh, you just said you don't.
I care about everything.
You just can't.
But
just
I don't
you
really
care about.
I mean, well, Christmas. I mean, okay, it's Christmas.
I mean, do you like any holidays or no?
Arbor Day. No, I mean, a holiday to me is fun, and you can have enjoyment with it, but I don't go, you know, hog wild. There are certain things about certain holidays that I like, but, you know, that's remote.
See, I'll tell you why I started liking Christmas. And you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but when we went to New York during Christmas time, that right there, when you go to New York City and you visit the, you know, the, one of the most population cities in the world, and
That all came about because of me.
What's that?
I just want to put that on the record.
Are you just, like, self-assured today?
No, I want to put that on the record.
Well, okay, that's fine.
You left that out of the story.
Okay, fine. Scott, we went to it three times, and it's all because of you. Thank you very much.
I did not say that.
But I said it was four times because we went to
the first time. Now, wait a second. The first time, how did we end up there?
See here. Let me think back years and years
ahead.
Ago. It was B. Arthur.
Take your time. No, it wasn't B. Arthur.
Who was it?
No, David Letterman.
Oh, David, that's right. You were answering the question. You answered the question for David Letterman.
And
got tickets.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So why did we go?
Yeah, because of you. Because of David Letterman.
But you had a problem with that a second ago.
No, I didn't have a problem with it. Okay,
fine. You left that out.
Okay, let me start back over again. Scott, thank you very much to getting tickets for the first time in history that I've been in New York. It was fun.
Yeah.
We had great times.
Who drove?
I did.
No. Whose car?
Your car.
There you go.
But I drove. Yeah. It was your car. I drove.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Now finish your story about Christmas.
But anyway, so if anybody has a chance to go to New York City, I think that's, you know, a lot of people have, you know, New York does have a bad rep, you know, because of the, you know, being city, you know, being a big place. But, you know, we've been there a lot of times, and I ain't saying there's a lot of bad places. But, you know, when you go down to see the Christmas tree all lit up, the Rockefeller Center, it just puts you in a good mood. And everybody's so happy in New York. And you know that for when we went down and visit. People are so such a good mood in New York during Christmas time. Because it's so fun.
I was there.
Yeah.
I did not care for that. There were some parts of that trip, though, that I didn't like that I don't want to discuss.
Give it to me. Is it about me or what?
Yes, and it's an awful story, and I hate to bring it up.
What did I do this time?
No, I'm just saying.
I've always...
Now, this is the truth. Now, you tell me if this story is false at any point. We get to New York. It's 2 months after 9/11, right?
Right.
Correct. Okay. Now.
Right, yeah, the plane's flying over. I was worried about that.
That's not.
I was worried about a plane flying in my window.
Right, we couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. And I had set up, not because even though I got us tickets to David Letterman,
I
mapped out the whole thing. I was going to see Bryant Gumbel at the early show. And going to the Rockefeller, just relax, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, and going to see the SNL and Rosie O'Donnell studios at that time, and going to the Museum of Television and Radio.
You did.
Right, and who planned that?
You did.
Okay, now, you know that the next morning we're going to see Bryant Gumbel, right?
We did.
The early show, down by the Plaza Hotel and the Central Park. And you know that show starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, we got up at 5:30. And I went in, and I let you sleep a little longer than me. Even though we went to sleep at the same time. I go in, I shower, I shave. It's cold. I get all bundled up. It's December. And I come out, and I say, well, you got to hurry. Because this is time. Because it goes live. And people back here in Marion were getting ready to watch us that morning and tape it. Remember all that?
Okay.
So,
you still got the grudge over that?
No, it's not a grudge. But you ask about this trip, and I just
obviously
remember
it is. This is like back in the 2000.
But you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you go into the bathroom, true or false, to get ready?
Yeah.
And I say,
I fell asleep.
I say, you did.
I think you
fell asleep.
In the bathroom. I did, honest to God. I'm sorry about that. I apologize to you over and over on that. I don't know what it was. I did not, because you put me by the window, of course. And
what are you now? See, why are you always blaming me?
Yeah, and I the first thing, because we was not too far from the 9/11. We was like maybe what 4 or 5 miles from the.
So you think that if a 747 plane came in the window,
it's going to get me first?
Then it won't get me. It'll stop right in the center of the room and not harm me at all.
What I was thinking is you probably had a better chance of getting away.
Oh yeah, but 747 comes in the Hyatt Hotel there. It's gonna stop right in the middle of the room and I'll be spared. Fell asleep in the bathroom when we had to be there at 7 a.m.
Well, we made it there late, but we got there.
Barely.
We got there.
Barely.
But I'm just saying, did we not get there?
We had to run.
Well, we got there, though.
Down Central Park.
We got to meet, you know, Mark Cuban,
that's a whole other thing. That's another bad spot.
That is a bad spot because I lost his picture.
No, that's not the bad spot.
With me holding the microphone.
How did that happen? Why don't you tell that story?
I don't know why. I had a
blow. I know what happened.
I wish we could. Do you still have the negative?
No, you took it and lost it.
No, you have the negative.
Go ahead.
Somewhere.
Tell the story about the microphone.
Well,
we
went downtown and to go see the early show, and Mark McEwen came out. And
famous TV weatherman.
Yep, came out.
National television,
yep.
CBS Television Network.
Yep.
Brian Gumbel, Jane Clayson, Mark McEwen.
And it's the Today Show. You get to go out and knock on the window and everything. And so he comes out. He talks to us. And he hands me the microphone.
No, he didn't know. See, right there, that's a lie.
That's he.
No.
What did you grab it out of his hands?
No. Yes.
No.
We stood on television with the man, national television. Were we not on national television?
We were.
Sure. And when it was over, we said, can we get a picture with you? Right?
Right, and his assistant.
Right. Takes the camera. Whose camera, by the way?
I think it was one of your throwaways.
Right, but back then they didn't have cell phones. So it was a camera. And he says, why don't one of you guys hold the microphone? And before he finished it, snatch!
No, that's not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No, he handed it to me.
No, he did not.
Because he liked me better than you. He thought you were probably, I don't know. He told me a secret.
Like, who did?
Mark McEwen.
I was standing right there in the cold weather.
Yeah, he just told me I really don't like that guy. He is going to be in tabloids like crazy.
Did I not years later after Mark McEwen had a stroke?
You interviewed him, yeah.
And he invited me again down to wherever.
Yeah,
and
he was a very nice guy.
But at that time, he told me, he said,
I can't believe
you know what he told me years later? He said, I can't believe that monster of a man snatched that microphone out of my hands when you're the broadcaster. And he said, why did he do that? And I said, I don't know. And you had this coat on that looked like the Michelin Man.
I would
love to know what happened to that coat.
You're right, it was. It was like one of those big puffy,
big
long...
blue.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget this, folks. Is the time you said I needed a sports coat. Remember that sports coat you picked out for me?
You needed a sports coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't pick it out.
Oh, yes, you did. On kingsize on kingsize.com.
First of all, you're misprinting.
No.
You said you needed
one. It was one of those.
No.
And it's one of those because I didn't know anything about dress codes because I don't have a dress up in my life. So you're like, you need a sports coat to go to New York. I was like, okay.
That's
so,
not true.
Yes, we did. We was at your house.
I did not say that.
We was
that.
At your old house in Farrah Park.
That did not. I did not say
you picked
that.
It out.
I did not say that.
And it was the one. It was the one that buttoned all the way around your backside.
You know what it's called? It's called a double-breasted.
Oh.
And I thought if anybody needed a double-breasted sports coat, it was you.
Oh, that was so awful. I gave that thing to the charity the first day we came back. It ended up in a charity bin. That was
But you're the one. Now, that's misrepresentation. You're the one who said, yes, you're the one who said, because I always wore a sports coat. If you go back to the 2001 trip, I wore a sports coat. You did not. You wore the Michelin Man coat. And then
I had a pull a nice shirt underneath it.
Well, that's fine, but you didn't have a sports coat on.
I think it was a dress shirt.
And then we get ready to go to the second one, and you said, what are you wearing? I said, I'm wearing a sports coat again.
Of course, yeah.
And you said, I want a sports coat.
And you picked the wrong one out.
But I didn't tell you to wear a sports coat. That's what you said.
But you knew that was a double-breasted, and you didn't care.
I thought you needed a double-breasted.
I didn't know it. See, I don't know anything about dress. I don't know anything about dress coats or anything like that. Sports coats. I don't know any of that.
It's a coat.
It's got
buttons on it.
I'm one of those. I do not like to dress up in and I don't like tuxedos. I'll never go to wear a tuxedo again.
That was all you too. I didn't tell you to wear that tuxedo.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Oh, geez, that was bad memories. Bad memories. That's why I'll never go to weddings because I don't like to wear them.
Well, that's your fault.
Yeah. So anyway.
But it's a lot of bad memories when you think about it.
Yeah. But you hold a lot. I can't believe back in 2000. You're still bad.
Hold on.
2002.
2000. No. 2001. December 11th, 2001.
Yeah, 2001, yeah.
Go ahead.
And
what do you mean that I hold?
You said you're still angry.
Well, I don't have Alzheimer's. I remember what happened.
So you still...
No, I'm not angry. I don't... Well, how often have I ever brought this up to you? I'm just telling you, if you want to go back 19 years and talk about that trip, that's the truth.
Well, what about all the other times? About you?
Well, some of them were okay, but...
I mean, I wanted to go to the toy store. You messed that all up.
Don't you have free will?
No, you did all your planning. You wanted to do what I wanted to throw in a plan.
Boy, you can hold a grudge.
And I wanted to do is go to the what they call that?
FAO Schwartz.
FAO Schwartz.
But do you remember how this happened?
Huh?
Go ahead. Now finish the story.
Yeah, you made me walk all day long.
No. We had tickets to see the view. And it was down by the river. And the view is another live show at 11 o'clock in the morning. We had to be there by 10 o'clock. And I said, we got to get down there. And yet we can't stop at this toy store right now. We're running on a schedule here. So we walk all the way and almost get to the river. And you say, oh, there's nobody down here. There's no view. There's nothing. So we don't show up. We go back because you didn't want to. You're the one who proclaimed there's nothing down there. And then I said, do you want to go back to the... Oh, no, my feet are killing me. I don't want to go back to the toy store. I just want to go get a sub at the Subway and go lay in $15. And go lay in the bed. And we get back there, and what did I come to find out?
You lost the ticket to the car.
No. What I found out about the view?
It was down there by the river.
It was down there by the river.
Yeah. Hey, I took ownership of that. It's just that I remember how I had these clodhoppers on. Do you remember these big clodhopper shoes that I had? And I had a blister a size of the Grand Canyon on my foot. I mean, it was so huge.
Well, why would you wear shoes like that?
Because you told me I had a dress up.
I did not. Why do you say stuff like that?
Because
you always tell me it's not true.
You always tell me I had a dress up because I was going to go down and meet famous people.
And you do.
Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, I don't regret it. I mean, it's fun. I had a good time.
I regret some of it.
I had some good old times.
Then too. I took you and Terry, and that was me again. Where'd we go that time? How'd that trip all start?
Let's see here. We got to meet
Bill Donnie. But how did that trip start out? Scott won tickets to see
the view.
There you go.
Yeah, we got to go to the view.
I took you to guys again.
You didn't win tickets. You just
I got
asked for them and got them.
Well, because I'm me. Because I have a double-breasted sports coat.
Oh man, no. I mean, you know, we you got to admit it. We had some good trips over the years. Chicago trip.
I'm not even going to get... We don't have time to get into that.
No. The Chicago trip... Well, we was going to go see Oprah at the time. That's why we went to Chicago, but...
It's not Oprah till it's Oprah.
And she wasn't there, of course.
I didn't care. I didn't want to see Oprah.
We went all the way down by Michigan Avenue by our
Harpo,
house.
Harpo Studios. But I liked that trip. It was okay.
Yeah.
I've done a lot in my life. I figure if I die tomorrow, okay.
Only thing you didn't like is the car ride. Yeah. You didn't like the car ride, let's face it. I mean.
We were supposed, the trip to Chicago.
I'm talking about with the guy.
Well, that's another whole thing. But the trip to Chicago is, let me just tell this story. Step back for a second. The trip to Chicago is 6 hours.
Oh, here we go again.
Honestly,
well, you
God.
Fell asleep on me, Navigator.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, we didn't have GPS
back
then.
I just said, let me speak, and I can't even get one word out.
Well, I just want to let them know that we didn't have a GPS. We used it like the old.
I'm going to cut your mic while I tell this story.
I'm just saying we used it.
Please.
We used like the
Is
old.
Is anybody
mic?
Out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is called a travel story, okay? Now, here's what happened. It takes 6 hours from Marion, Ohio to Chicago doing the speed limits. And we're driving to Chicago, and we get somewhere around Fort Wayne, Indiana. And, you know, it's the middle of the night. We left in the – I'd work that night. We left right after I got off work. And, again, we're taking my car. And,
No.
Yeah, it was my car.
I had my rental car.
No, that was the second time. This was my car. So, we're taking my car, and we're driving to Chicago. And we get about a quarter of the way there. And I said, do you mind if I take a little nap? It's the middle of the night. You said, that's fine. Okay. So, I laid over there, and I take a little nap.
Oh, no, it's a two-hour nap.
Well, I know. So, I mean, there's no alarm clock there. I wake up 2 hours later. Now, listen, when I went to bed, we were on a major highway. There were cars everywhere, and we were headed toward Chicago, Illinois. When I wake up 2 hours later, the temperature in the car is 70 below zero. The windows are rolled up. We're on some dirt road.
No, it was not a highway.
It was not a highway.
It was close to Indianapolis.
Not a,
too far.
Not a highway. Not a highway at all. The thing was a two-laner. There was one other car on the road, a semi in front of us. And it's dark as, you know, could be in the middle of the night. No, we're not on an interstate anymore. And I say, where are we? And you just... playing the CD player and shaking
the
wheel.
I can't believe I was jamming.
And I said, where are we? And you said, I don't know. I've been following the semi. Where'd you think he was going?
It said Chicago.
No, it didn't say Chicago. So I finally pull out the
map. I missed my road.
This is like Christopher Columbus and his maps. I pull out an atlas. Did I not?
Yes. Well, we didn't have GPSs.
And I pulled out an atlas. And I said, and the first road we saw about 10 minutes later is like I never heard of the thing. It wasn't an interstate. And I find it on a map, and my God, we're somewhere down near Indianapolis, Indiana, which is in the exact opposite direction of where you want to go. So it took nearly 11 hours to get to Chicago, Illinois from here.
But let people know, what county did we cut through? Marion.
Oh, Marion, Indiana, sure. Yeah. But that was horrible. You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
11 hours in a car with you.
Yeah, I had fun. That's back in the days we used to jam the CDs. Remember that?
I was asleep.
I can't believe I didn't wake you up. I almost wake you up a couple times.
But why didn't you before you got off the interstate?
I missed the road and I realized it. I was like, well, I'll just keep driving.
That's good.
Yeah, I had fun.
Waste the gasoline. Get us way off track.
It's all right. Oh, no. Then we actually remember there was a dump truck that spilled a lot of, chemicals on the highway and on the bridge.
And I about died.
Yeah, we was in, 2 hours on the freaking bridge stopped.
We would have been there about 7 hours early.
So I think we got
the right road.
I think we got in the hotel about 6 in the morning.
Oh, my.
Something like that.
Scary.
And then we had the windstorm. Remember that? Dust storm? Oh, God.
That was, and this is what I say. These trips, we went to Canada. Toronto, Canada. About got killed there. We went to...
What did we get to in Toronto, Canada for? I don't remember.
Because we could not find the restaurant that we were all supposed to meet at after the show, and we're walking in the streets of Toronto.
Oh, yeah, and the only person that has money is me and your grandma. Everybody else is flat busted.
Why was everybody... Because I paid for everybody's ticket.
Well, I gave a lot of money that day. I know that. Plus, I paid for the meals and...
Well, you didn't know what the exchange rate was.
No, it was kind of weird. I know.
So anyway,
I bought that radio. Remember that radio I bought for $500 or whatever it was?
That's another disaster of a trip. And then, and we about got killed on that one because you were driving a car in the window. You couldn't see anything.
You know, to this day, I was laying in bed the other night. I had a flashback about that. It was your uncle's car, and the windshield wiper was
old car.
Yeah, and To this day, Scott, I really don't know how I kept it on the road.
You could have killed us all.
Everybody else was
no, we weren't sleeping.
Logs.
No.
Joy, remember Joy's Flygerton or whatever the last name was? Flygerton or... what was her last name?
Gee whiz, you traveled with the woman.
Yeah, Joyce...
Flyder?
Yeah. And she was back there sawing logs and... Oh, it was horrible.
Every time we travel, something bad happens.
Yeah, we lost the camera, too, remember?
Yes, from the Niagara Falls.
All those
pictures. So there was that. There was the New York trip, number one. There was Chicago.
D.C.
Another mess.
Yeah, I lost that picture you didn't like.
Yeah, took all these pictures and you erased them all.
I don't know how I did that. I hit the wrong button.
Good job. Erased the whole trip to Washington,
D.C.
Let
me tell you what happened to that. It was that camera I never used. It was somebody I borrowed.
Well, why would you do that?
I didn't know what I was doing, I guess.
You got that right.
But you know, that we had. Remember that one time we came back and that's when the all the town lost power? Remember that time?
Yeah,
it was a blackout.
But even the last time with you and Terry was a bit of a disaster.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we had issues on that trip.
I mean, we had some good times.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
I mean, we got to go to Rhode Island and go see her house, and we went to...
I just know that if you take these trips in... I don't know how many years they've taken off my life.
I mean, you had some good times.
I had some good times. I mean,
if you didn't have some good times with me, you wouldn't keep going.
Well, I'm a glutton for punishment. Obviously. And then there are just little trips to, like, the Oak Ridge Boys and...
That was good.
I don't think we had any disaster there.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, we got lost. We got lost in Lima.
Indianapolis. You about hit the Christmas tree in the center of town.
Indianapolis. I did?
No, you about hit the Christmas tree in Lima last year.
Yeah, what happened about that?
Well, the tree was in the middle of the road, and you didn't realize it was a turn stop.
That's right. I remember.
Tore down their Christmas tree.
You're right. I remember that, yeah.
Oh, that would have been awful.
I mean, I didn't get that close, but I saw it.
The mayor would have came out and tore your head off.
Yeah. What is the mayor? Who is it over there? Let's see. Mayor Lightfoot's over in...
LaRue.
Mayor Searcher's here. Over in Galleon, what is it? Bob? Bob something?
In any event, that's what happened in Lima. Don't call it Lima, Ohio.
Who is the mayor over at Galleon? Is it Bob guy or is
I
it
don't
lady?
Go. I don't live in Galleon.
I don't know. I just want to. Caledonia. There's a.
Yeah, I don't know her.
She's retiring, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't live in Caledonia.
No, I just figure like all the mayors. I think all the mayors should get together, like surrounding counties. Should go out and have a cup of coffee or something sometime.
I used to know the mayor of Caledonia. He was portrayed Santa Claus. Mike Lyons.
Yes, he was a nice guy.
Dear friend of mine. But no, and then I took you guys and I showed...
Go ahead.
No, did I not introduce you to Pat Carroll and to the amazing Kreskin and to Jim Fowler and to Phil Donahue?
Let's just
bring it all up.
Yeah, and then I got to meet Vicki Lawrence because of you.
Adam up.
Betty White.
Mark McEwen, Betty White, B. Arthur.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. I did not thank you for all that.
Rosie O'Donnell show in Chicago, Illinois.
But I didn't get to go to
No, but who took you?
Yeah.
Another one.
And, Joe Nuxall.
Yeah, Joe Nuxall, the old left-hander.
Yeah.
Yep, that was another one of
down
mine.
Down in Cincinnati, Ohio. I think we saw Betty White in Cincinnati.
Pictures right there.
Yeah.
Of the old left-hander.
Oh, that's when I was really skinny, I think, back then.
I think you were about 3 1/4.
Jesus.
That picture.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
I think you were. I'm just saying.
You know, come on. You're so nice. 3 1/4. That's what you say.
Why is that bad? Wouldn't you like to weigh 3 1/4 right now? Oh, God.
You are off your medication.
Nobody has more fun than me.
I mean, now, wait a minute here. This is not all about your trips. I mean, all about you on the trips. I do.
You've been talking the whole time here.
I have a lot of good deeds.
Well, take the floor. Go ahead.
I have a lot of good deeds that I did on these trips. But you know what the most embarrassing thing was? I'll tell you, in D.C., it was when your flip-flop blew out.
didn't have a flip-flop on. It was October.
Oh, what was it? A shoe.
A shoe.
A shoe blew out. Oh, my God. Didn't I get a ticket? We get a ticket because...
Because you don't know how to park.
No, that person, I just pulled out in front of after that
you
other car.
You thought I had flip-flops on? I didn't flip-flops on.
I don't remember. Remember all those donuts we ate that day, too?
No, I remember I bought donuts.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, at Dunkin' Donuts. And you said, I do not want any donuts. And so I left. You said, I don't like donuts. I don't like Dunkin' Donuts. I don't like it. See, this is where I learned not to trust you. And so I left enough donuts for me because I was going to give you half of the donuts. And I left enough so I would have some donuts before we rolled into Washington, D.C. And I go in somewhere, and I had to use a restroom or something. And I come back out, and everything was fine. And we're rolling down the road. So I'm going to get a donut. And you had cleaned out while I was in the bathroom. The Dunkin' Donuts.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
No, it got stolen. It got stolen at the parking garage.
That's a lie.
No, actually, no. I'm sorry. You're right. Our stuff that got stolen at the parking garage was in New York. Remember those people that stole all our food? We had Pringles. Remember that?
Well, that's true. But why are you trying to get off the subject of where you ate my donuts?
I had a couple. I don't know what happened.
There were 10 in there. I know there were 10 left. Why didn't you just tell me you wanted them?
What?
Why didn't you just say, Scott, I want
to... I told you I ate them.
No, after I opened up the box and there's nothing in there.
Well, then I told you I ate them.
Well, why wouldn't you tell me before?
It didn't cross my mind.
You told me you didn't want any, you didn't like them.
Yeah, then I was hungry. No, I didn't eat them all, did I?
Yes, clean the box out.
It was like, there was a donut round, yeah. Rounds or whatever. Oh,
munchkins.
Munchkins.
Time to eat the donuts.
I don't even know what I had that day.
That was another disaster. You ate my donuts. My shoe blew out. Then you got a ticket while I'm trying to get a shoe.
Well, I just followed the car because there was a car parked there.
And then I had to get you out of that ticket.
Yeah.
Which I did.
You did. Oh, what about the... remember the other thing, the toll booth?
You ran a toll booth.
No, I think the quarter forgot. I think it didn't drop in the basket.
And who got out of that?
Yeah.
Again.
I remember because back in the days, used to be a quarter.
It's wonder we're not arrested somewhere in D.C. or New York or New Jersey or Chicago or Toronto. We should probably be in prison somewhere right now.
Why?
Well, some of these things were a little shaky.
Well, you're the one who lost the ticket for the... We almost didn't get your car back.
No, I didn't.
Because you lost your ticket in New York. Well, don't worry, I have it. Oh, sticky papers. I mean... Remember the old sticky paper? Yeah, remember you said you had it in your wallet and you threw it away in the trash can?
That was another thing. The Radio and Television Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I went up there to give a speech, and when I came back, they took my food away. Nobody kept the food. Don't you people ever speak up?
Listen, it was fine China. I couldn't tell them.
That's awful.
Listen, I was sitting there trying to help Ruth Peters.
The late Ruth Peters.
Yes, I was trying to help her out.
You couldn't say, don't take the plate, he hasn't eaten?
I was talking with her, and I didn't see him take the plate.
Oh, good job. You were talking during my speech?
I was talking to her, and I was talking to, what was her name again?
Elaine Merchant.
Elaine Merchant, yeah. Is she still around?
I think she's well, yeah, sure. She enjoyed my speech that night, I know
that.
Down
and I haven't seen her for a while.
All I'm saying is, you know, there have been some issues along the way.
A lot of good times, though.
Well, they're memorable.
You act like you didn't have a good time at all.
No, I mean, I think I had a good time.
You think?
I have to go back and contemplate a lot of this.
I mean, listen, all these trips evolved around you.
Yeah, I planned them all.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I don't see why you didn't have a good time.
Well, because there were issues that we could have avoided.
Like what? You can't avoid problems.
Well, you can avoid getting lost. You can avoid eating somebody's donuts. You can avoid stealing somebody's microphone.
I remember when we was going to New York the second time, I think it was, you went off some on road, and I happened to see the road, and I saved us.
Well, I'm not going to bring up why you saw that road.
You are so...
That's true.
You are so you had rude.
You know? That's true. People don't know what I'm talking about. I just made the gesture in the studio, but you had a...
Go ahead and say it. Just go ahead and say it. But I had a lazy eye.
And it used to shoot out to the left. Right? I don't...
It was not that bad.
You had one eye going.
You act like I was like freaking.
You had one eye going to the center and one eye going to the east. So
that's not true, folks. Don't listen to me. He's over exaggerating. But
that's how you saw the road.
No, it's not.
That's what I thought.
No. You are so.
Your eyes stuck that way.
You are so. You're a piece of work.
Well, thank you. But you gotta have fun, and that's fun.
I had fun. I did.
So what's wrong with talking about a lazy eye?
No, it's just that you...
I have problems.
Oh yes, you do.
I mean, you know, there were times when I had a shoe blowout.
Ooh,
that wasn't pleasant. I had to find a Payless to get some shoes. True.
Yes, I remember that. Oh my goodness gracious. And it's, everything's one way in there.
So as
we get to the Payless.
As we park this program, what a brilliant 48 minutes this was. It seemed like 48 hours.
48 hours.
Seemed like
that was pretty fast.
Seemed like was it?
Yeah.
Seemed like 48 hours to me. You had up all these trips.
We had a lot of good trips.
This
though.
Was this was like Charles Carroll.
Well, before we part ways here, what was your favorite trip overall, you think? I got mine so far. I mean, we have more coming because we're going back to Chicago, and we are going to go back to New York soon. Another one we're going back is we have a Las Vegas trip coming up soon.
You know, I don't. What's yours? And I'll try to think of one.
Mine, I'm going to have to say, was New York.
Which third time?
Third time.
Why the third time? That's with Terry.
I mean, I'm sorry, the second time.
The second time.
No, the third time was, that was not a very good trip for me. But the second time,
we got Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
Pat Carroll.
Yeah, no, that was good. I didn't get to go to the museum, and I wanted to go to the 9/11.
So why the second time?
Second time is, that's during Christmas time. And
that was the first
time. Oh, I'm sorry. The first time. I keep saying the second time. The first time is when we get to go to the Christmas time. And
that was funny. There's a story. I can't get into it, but, you know, we were at the David Letterman show in the Ed Sullivan Theater, and you kept rattling your bags, and a guy about shot you.
Yeah, he did.
One of the stagehands. They told you not to rattle things when the show was on.
Yeah.
And here you were rattling those bags.
But, you know, during the Christmas time, it's such a good time to go to New York City during Christmas time. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I kept saying it the second time. I'm, like, half tired here right now. So the first time, I liked it, the New York. Because, you know, I'd never been there before. We were both, excited because we got to go and never been there before.
It was fun.
Everybody said besides when I drove in there at 2 in the morning and went down the one-way street.
Everybody said we were going to get killed.
Yeah, we're going to get killed. But, you know, it was very interesting. Now, the second time, I'll say this real quick before we go. It was very intense. that's when the 9/11 and everything, but yeah.
There you go.
But so what's yours real quick? I mean, besides all the bad stuff I've done, I mean.
Well, I'm glad you can admit it. I did like the DC trip. I did. Helen Thomas, because it was a big deal, and it was kind of done very quickly within a couple days, and it was meeting a big, big deal at the time, and it was all under wraps, and nobody knew about it, and it was going to see the White House and the monuments and all that sort of thing. So I thought that trip was pretty good, and it was the right time of year, and there really wasn't a lot of disaster on that trip.
I was disappointed about that trip a little bit. I wanted to go take the tour of the White House, but we never got to do it, but...
We didn't have time.
No, we didn't.
Okay. Yeah. So, now, that's, you know, there's a whole toilet paper story about that trip, too. Remember? Yeah, I know. I can't get into it.
What do you mean? You just like lay in bed at night and they think all the awful things that I do to you over the years.
Just remember, somebody call me. If somebody hears this in the repeats and wants to hear the toilet paper story from Washington, D.C., call me this week.
Can I say something
real
quick? And
I'll tell you about it.
Can I say something real quick? But you know what? When you made her cry.
Who? Accidentally.
Who? Because
the picture is right over there.
And who went over there, rubbed her back, and said, everything will be all right. Me. And she says, thank you, Sean. She loved me.
Okay. Remember, I'll be on Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. And call in and ask about the toilet paper Washington, D.C. story if you want to hear that. And I'll tell it to you.
Okay.
For this night, this is Scott Spears for Sean Kraft heading for the dugout.